We did that to ensure that we were coordinated and that we can provide an effective response in an actual crisis. And here we are on the verge of doing a mass vaccination. It's exactly why we practice, we plan, and we test our procedures. And so that exercise, where we were supported by places like the McLean County Disaster Council, the American Red Cross, the Normal Fire Department, and so on, and all of the volunteers that helped us prepare and practice at that central point of dispensing, or a pod as we call it, at the Redbird Arena at that time. We just appreciate that we got to practice, because here we are.
And I guess one key difference from what was done in the drill a couple of years ago is that, since we're talking about something contagious like the coronavirus, will this distribution be more decentralized than that kind of scenario that was done during the drill, Jessica?
Yeah, so, you know, social distancing has been, a key preventive measure that we've been focused on with COVID-19. And so in our planning for mass vaccination, it's something that we've kept in our mind of how do we do this in a way that we can keep all of our workers safe, all of our public safe that is coming to get the vaccine. So, you know, we did do some drive-through testing sites earlier this year, and, you know, very successfully. And I think, you know, that's obviously what we're looking at is to be able to run a mass vaccination clinic in, you know, obviously a larger nature, but run that similarly if we can, because then we can, you know, practice social distancing and hopefully keep everyone as safe as possible.
And do we know at this point who all will be involved in the distribution of the vaccine? To what extent will it be McLean County Health Department staff, volunteers through the Medical Reserve Corps that the county has bolstered, and how much will it be on private healthcare providers to do this, or do we have a clear picture of that yet?
Yeah, so I mean, it's going to be a, you know, multi-tiered, long. It's going to be a marathon, not a sprint. Whenever we're doing this, and so, you know, it's going to be on the health department to do some of the distribution, but we're also, you know, our pharmacy partners, our local health care partners, when this becomes more widely available. So, you know, we've talked a little bit about the phases that we'll go through. And so, you know, initially you work the hospitals, you know, healthcare partners, and then as we get broader and the vaccine is more widely available, we'll be looking at our other partners that are in the community. So it won't just be the health department that will be doing this, but we've definitely been, you know, coordinating the effort, which I know David can talk a lot about.
So David, in discussing the plans for the distribution, as Jessica had said, this is going to be a marathon, certainly not a one-time event or anything like that. Do you feel the county has the staff and the volunteers to help manage this over an extended period of time, weeks and months, certainly?
Yes, no, I definitely think that we do. Camille referenced what we do ongoing for public health emergency preparedness. It goes way back, you know, prior to 2018, we did the full scale exercise. But no, our public health staff is ready to do this. You referenced the Medical Reserve Corps earlier. We have just a little over 100 MRC volunteers. And this is why they became MRC volunteers, is to assist their communities to address public health emergencies. And over the last two to three months, as we've been preparing for COVID vaccine, we've had countless meetings, working with community partners. I won't even remember all the partners that have stepped up to say that they will support the health department response.